John, who bears the sore of leprosy, shall keep his garments rent and his head bare. He shall cry out, unclean, unclean. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. There was a popular comedy act, and I'm sure the older ones here remember this, maybe not so much the younger ones, but it was the Three Stooges. And they each had their foibles, they each had their little stick, shtick, I guess you'd pronounce it. One was Curly's, and Moe would say something derogatory, and Curly would say, I won't do a Curly imitation, but say, I resemble that remark. Okay. I resemble that remark. Well, it's funny. Well, I think about that line when I hear of leprosy. At least this is what the early church thought. That I resemble that remark. What is it about leprosy? Well, leprosy is a spiritual and a physical ailment. But it was taken as a metaphor for our condition without Christ. It was taken as a symbol of who we are without the grace of Jesus Christ, that we are steeped in a disease that nobody ever wants to get. But unfortunately, we're born into this disease, so to speak, as I mentioned last week or 2 weeks ago now. But nobody is born a Catholic Christian. We're all born into the state of original sin. We all resemble that remark that we need the grace of Jesus Christ. And so the early church would use the disease of leprosy as a type of metaphor for who we are without the grace of Jesus Christ, that we need the healing touch of Jesus. Jesus, if you will it, I can be made clean. Now, Jesus does two things. He touches the leper. Now, why is that significant? Well, being a rabbi himself, anyone who touches a leper incurs the disease of leprosy. Now, it may not be that actual disease, but you become ritually unclean. Now, what does that mean, ritually unclean? It means you cannot go to the temple, you cannot offer sacrifice, you cannot worship God. You're cut off from the community. And those who had the disease of leprosy would have to keep themselves apart. They have to warn other people, stay away from me. I am unclean. If they don't do that, well, the people who don't have leprosy, this might sound cruel, but they would have the right to stone that person, to throw stones at them, to keep them away. And so the leper would say out loud to people coming towards him or her, stay away. I'm not a part of the community. I'm cut off. I have this disease. And so the early church again sees this as a great metaphor for what Christ has opened up for us. That with his healing touch, we have been made clean. With the grace of Jesus Christ, we are made whole. We can now go to the temple. We can now worship God. We can offer sacrifice. Now, for the early church, they understood all of this spiritually. They knew that it doesn't make you Jewish. Huh? It doesn't mean that you can go now to the temple and offer a lamb or turtle doves. But what it does mean is that we go to the spiritual Jerusalem, the heavenly Jerusalem, which is the church, and there we can come and offer worship. We can offer sacrifice. And what sacrifice do we have to offer? Ourselves, our hearts, our minds, our souls. All of this can be lifted up to the Lord and should be lifted up. St. Paul refers to this as a pure fragrance, like incense being lifted up to the Lord. That is who we are in Christ Jesus. He has made us all clean through baptism. And that means we have an obligation to keep ourselves clean, to keep ourselves pure. Now, if we don't do that, well, then we're cut off from God. We cannot offer God true sacrifice. And so the church once a year has this special period that we're going to be having called Lent. It begins this coming Wednesday, Ash Wednesday. It begins with a day of fasting, a day of prayer, a day of abstinence. There will be a letter going out, but unfortunately with the mailing and computer problems and holidays, federal holidays, the state holiday yesterday, Saturday, Thursday, the letter did not get out this week. And so it's going to come late for the beginning of Ash Wednesday, but it's going to remind us that this is an important time for Catholic Christians, an important time that together as a community that we recall that our need for Jesus Christ, our need for His grace, our need for the holiness that comes to us from Christ. And if we have sinned, we need to repent of it. Lent is a penitential period. Not only do we abstain from meat on Ash Wednesday, but all Fridays of Lent, we abstain from meat. Now that used to be done 365 days a year, or 52 days a year, the 52 weeks of Fridays. But after Vatican II, they just put it into the Lenten period. While our bishops say that we still should offer up no meat on Fridays, if we can, or offer something else. But during Lent is a serious obligation, a serious time of reflection and prayer. So I challenge you this coming Lent to make this Lent like unlike anything, any other Lent. Let this Lent be a very spiritual Lent for you. I have books available, the Magnificat once again, as a daily prayer. I've been finding people have been telling me that this has been very, very helpful, beneficial for their spiritual life. I don't have any in the back, just have them up on the altar rails. So maybe when you come up for communion or when you leave, you can grab one. Pray this coming Lent. Come to our chapel, the Eucharistic chapel. Spend time with Jesus. If you can't spend an hour, spend a half hour. If you can't spend a half hour, spend 15 minutes. If you can't say a whole rosary, say one decade. Pray. Pray. The other great thing that we'll be doing during Lent is to challenge you to come to make at least one of the Fridays. Join me in the Stations of the Cross. We'll have a rosary Friday evening at 5, Mass at 5:30, and then the Stations at 6. We simply go through the different steps that Jesus did in winning our salvation. That's the least we should be able to do, for our Lenten pilgrimage, to walk with Jesus those stations. So this Mass is a reminder, that Lent is coming, Ash Wednesday. Masses will be at 7 a.m. Father Deus would have a Mass at St. Isaac Jogues in Georgetown. I'll have a Mass here at 7 a.m. and then a Mass here at 6 p.m. The ashes that we receive remind us, that we are dust, and unto dust we shall return. Basically, that this life is short. Pray hard.